Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Friday, July 3rd, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, why so many LAPD officers have been seen without masks, how mask wearing in schools has become political in Orange County, why COVID testing delays are increasing, and a preview of a story that talks about what happens when women of color go missing. Since May 14th, LAPD has mandated that all officers wear masks. However, many are reporting that the police aren't following the rules. With more, here's Emily Elena Dugdale.
So that LAPD memo did say the officers were required to wear masks, except in a the situation where it might jeopardize officer safety. But many people have taken to social media to post photos of officers not wearing masks. I'm sure many of you have seen officers not wearing masks out in the field. I certainly did while I was on a run yesterday. So the LAPD just got back to me about that. They say that, you know, sometimes it's situational, that the officers need to take off their masks in order to, communicate with each other or respond to the radio. But again, a lot of folks on social media are posting photos of officers congregating in groups not wearing masks, talking to protesters wearing masks. In fact, there's a video of Chief Michael Moore not wearing a mask and shaking hands with protesters. So a lot of folks are saying, well, we have a city requirement to wear masks. Why aren't officers wearing masks? So it is, a situation that the police department says that they are enforcing it. But again, we're still seeing a lot of folks without masks on.
As schools consider reopening for the fall semester, officials are making efforts to ensure the safety of students. But in Orange County, masks have become a political issue. Kyle Stokes has more.
Right. The Orange County Department of Education has already issued a set of reopening guidelines for schools if they reopen in the fall. And they, among other things, encourage students to wear masks if campuses are open. But the Orange County's the Orange County Board of Education says these guidelines don't strike the right tone. And they're actually preparing their own set of guidance based on the notion that, quote, requiring students to wear masks in school is not only impossible to implement, but not based on science. Now, I talked to two public health experts who were definitely bothered by the cavalier attitude that the board is taking towards mask use, said that they're definitely based on science. The American Academy of Pediatrics has recently issued guidance that says it would be ideal for all children to wear them in school, but the Academy also says it's probably not feasible to expect every kid to wear a mask in school, particularly for younger students, and that this is no reason to keep schools in the fall because the risk of children getting or spreading COVID-19 is relatively low. So we've got a real sort of debate that speaks to much broader fears that parents have about reopening schools and whether this is going to be safe. Public health experts are starting to believe that it probably can be done safely.
Next, with more and more people getting tested for COVID-19, health officials are getting a better idea of who is infected and where transmission rates are high. However, as Jackie Fortier reports, some labs aren't turning results around fast enough.
Yeah, when you get tested, that swab that's taken from your nose or mouth gets sent to a lab. That's where the actual test is performed to see whether or not you have the coronavirus. When the pandemic started, the city and county contracted with outside laboratories to increase capacity. But with the huge number of people getting tested in LA, these labs are falling behind. And that leaves patients in this state of limbo, sometimes for over a week. But it's also greatly affecting contact tracing. That's when health workers talk to people who test positive, find out their close contacts, and then call them to get them to quarantine for 14 days. The goal of all of this is to stop the spread. But with the labs taking so long to get the testing done, it's really inhibiting the county's ability to do contact tracing well. The county is working with the labs to make it better, but really it's just another reason why it's so important for you to stay home if you have symptoms and to wear a mask when you're outside because of asymptomatic spread.
And finally, this week, Eric Galindo's column discusses what happens when women of color go missing. Eric stopped by to talk more about it, and here's what he had to say.
You know, Vanessa Guillen is a private first class in the U.S. Army who disappeared 2 months ago. It took about 2 months for the Army to even announce that there was possible foul play. She disappeared without her keys, her wallet, her car, and then they found some remains that they think belonged to her. A lawyer for the family said he believed she was beat to death with a hammer by a fellow soldier and then transported off the Army base. It's crazy that not more people know about this story. I talked to many people in my community who think that if she were a white woman or even a white man, they would have gotten a lot more reaction. The investigation would have been accelerated. There would have been national outrage. But because she's Latina, because she's brown skinned, there's just this idea that, and you know, there's empirical data to back this up. Women of color do not get the same media coverage, not nearly by quantity or intensity. They've even coined a term for it. It's called the missing white woman syndrome, that kind of just shows this huge gap between how we care about, you know, the Lacey Petersons of the world and the Vanessa Guillens of the world. And there's so many cases that I, you know, research for this. And it's really sad and it's really heartbreaking. No, you know, as a whole, women, trans people, non-binary people, that we're just become accustomed to just like, of course they're gonna die of violence. That's become a norm. And it's so sad. I think Vanessa Guillen deserves better than this. I think a US soldier being murdered like this and disappeared like this deserves the kind of outrage that you see the Trump administration tweeting about any other little thing, where they seem there's a perceived like slight on his name.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.